Hey guys, it's June 22nd, and we're going to spend one more day in Matthew chapter 7 here. And we had just talked about the narrow gate. I hope you've chosen to go down that narrow gate and that you will continue through the narrow gate and down the narrow road, and that you will continue to lift up those that you know, that they may open that gate and head down that road as well. The very next verses that Jesus says here is, I think, very timely for us today. He says, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them." I want to go a little bit farther here, because Jesus goes on and talks not just about false prophets, but false disciples. Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day," that's the day of judgment, "'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and drive out demons and in your name perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers.'" Wow, more strong words by Jesus here. He's telling us to watch out for false prophets, and that not everyone who carries that title of disciple of Jesus is really saved. And wow, you know, we live in this age of people, and I know you've read about this, heard about this. There's so many modern day prophets out there that have prophesied all this stuff. And you know, one thing that I find very interesting is there's a lot of people out there who claim to be prophets, and then when what they prophesy or supposedly prophesy doesn't happen, they always blame somebody else. And, you know, I think the biggest sign of a false prophet is I don't know of a prophet in the Bible who was wrong. And it seems that oftentimes people will prophesy things and then it won't happen, and then there's always an excuse. So I think that's a telltale sign of a false prophet is when they prophesy things and then it doesn't happen and they put the blame on somebody or something else. So be careful of that. There's so much teaching out there and so many books and teachings on the internet and people, and it sounds really, really good. But be careful. If everything that someone who is supposedly a prophet doesn't happen, then I think their validity is gone with that. A prophet doesn't get to say, "Oh, I got that one wrong." So be careful with that. And then this part about Jesus saying, you know, people will say, "Lord, didn't we prophesy and didn't we drive out demons and didn't we perform miracles and all this stuff?" You know, there are people who are, I would consider, super spiritual people who claim to have a monopoly on God's gifts and who seem to lord it over other people. And boy, that's a stern warning by Jesus to say, if you don't have fruit in your life, if the fruit is not, if you don't love others, if you don't do these other teachings, then, I'll tell you this, I don't want Jesus to say, "Get away from me, I never knew you." I want to make sure that the fruit that I bear is not rotten fruit or sour fruit. So I think that these are things that I would just like to have you all consider, and watch out for people who claim to speak on behalf of God, because so often they're fake, and so often it ends up hurting people. And I've known people who've lost their faith altogether because they have bought false teaching. So no matter what I say, no matter what anybody else says, check it with the Word of God, and then you can't go wrong with it that way. We will have minor differences in things that we interpret in the Scriptures, and that's okay. But we have to focus on the main things. Let's pray about that. God, would you give us discernment between false teaching and true teaching? Father, may we take everything back to your word in context so that we can't be misled. We know, Lord, when you say that they come to you in sheep's clothing, but they're ferocious wolves on the inside, Lord, there's so much deception out there that has that's labeled Christianity that just hurts people and hurts relationship. It puts the focus on people and individuals and leaders instead of putting it on you, Lord. So help us just to be able to discern false teaching from true teaching, Lord. Help us not to be divided over small things and be disunified over small things that are not salvation issues. Help us not to focus on things we're not to be focusing on. But we need to be focusing on Jesus and Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection and the life that he gives us and the salvation he gives us and the future he gives us and the love we have for one another, Lord. Help us to focus on those things. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.